Hi, you guys. This episode of The Boob Show is brought to you by somebody who? Our friends at DoghouseSystems.com. At DoghouseSystems.com, you can get a fantastic new PC gaming rig that will make your friends cry with jealousy. And isn't that what we're all here on this earth for? To irritate those closest to us. They're fantastic rigs, great boxes, ready to play anything you throw at them. I love mine. You'll love yours too. How about a free 120GB SSD drive on us? Just use the code FROGPANTS at checkout when you buy your fantastical new gaming rig at DoghouseSystems.com. Again, that code is FROGPANTS at checkout for 120GB of free SSD hard drive. You can't beat that. Bye now. Listen, this is The Boob Show, some gaming news you can use for March 30th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Boob Show. I have been playing a lot of Pillars of Eternity, as I spoke of last week. Last episode. And I guess that was last week. It was last Friday morning. And it's really good. And I put up more video of me playing and having a good time with it. Mostly goofing off. But, you know, you might find some entertainment value in it. If you go to youtube.com/Scott Johnson, it's the most recent gameplay video you'll find there. It's real simple. It's just my name, /Scott Johnson on YouTube. Does that still work? I should check that. Hold on. Yeah, there it is. Totally works. Takes you right there. Yeah. Highly recommend that, because that was a lot of fun to put together. And I still think that game's great. Although I'm hitting that part where I'm starting to get a little stuck. And I think it's usually... This usually comes down to me being bad at both the character building, like skill choosing and stuff as they level, but also strategy deployed in the fights themselves. Because what I'll find is like a bunch of normal encounters, me and my crew. Well, that's me, a wizard dude named Gurkalon or something, and my bear. I have a pet bear. And we'll get into a situation where it's like, oh, there's one thing to kill. No big deal. Sick the bear on him. Other guy does another thing. I do another thing. Boom, take him down. He's done. Hardly hurt us at all, right? But then I'll walk into a room with like four of those things. And that's where I run into trouble. I don't have any good sort of CC stuff where I can like lock two of them down or three of them down while I take on one at a time. I don't have enough AoE power to sort of do them all at once. I'm just really, I'm not good. It feels like I walked into a place that I'm not supposed to be able to do for the for another 30 levels, even though it's all supposed to be at level for me. So I'm always bad when it comes to that. I will persevere. I remember feeling this way with Baldur's Gate a few times back in the day and Icewind Dale and games like it. My expectation is I'll figure that out and I'll overcome. I will prevail. But it's, yeah, I'm at a place like that right now where I'm feeling a little bit under, you know, and I'm playing this thing on like the normal level or the whatever the average is. So I'm not even doing this on anything harder than that. And I keep reading the forums. I'm like, kind of getting stuck early on. What would you do? And I read these forum posts like, the default setting is too easy. Even hard is too easy. It's ridiculous how easy this game is. I'm like, no, and it's not. There are four, quote unquote, shades in a room. And I'm having a hard time beating them. So help me, please. And we played PT again. So here's a tip. If you have PT, the free playable teaser on your PS4, and you want to run it again, because the game, it doesn't let you do that naturally. There's no like save in there where you can say start a new game. It's super weird that way. Since the whole thing, once you know kind of what to do, only takes about 18 minutes, it's kind of worth showing friends and kind of freaking people out. So we did that last night with a bunch of family over. And the way you got to do it is you got to go into the settings menu, go into save data, and delete the save. And boom, it's like fresh and new. So we put a bunch of my nieces on the couch and just scared the living hell out of them. Oh, it was great. I got to tell you. I mean, that's as much fun as I've had in a while. I would would like to now deliver the news to you and my commentary therein. Are you ready? Are your bodies ready? Halo 5, according to its new trailer, will be released in October, specifically the 27th this year. October 27th this year on Xbox One. Why is that significant? Well, anytime a new Halo game comes out, I would call that significant. But more so, this is a poopy year for exclusives, at least so far. On both sides of the dominant fence. Do you guys hear that sound? I'm hearing a buzz. Is that me? I think it's me. Oh, it stopped. Well, if that was here the whole time, that's super annoying. I apologize. I don't know what I moved around to make it buzz. Anyway. That's a big deal because we need a good exclusive this year. Microsoft certainly does. And it'll be a real pinch on Sony because I don't know that Sony, other than the success they're having now with Bloodborne, I don't know what they have this year that anyone's too excited about. Uncharted 4 getting pushed. That's a stinker. We got another big news about another push to 2016 title, which we'll get to in a minute. Most of you probably already know, and you're sad to even hear me bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Looking forward to that. Exclusive to the Xbox One, of course. Halo 5. Guardians. That's the subtitle. After the colon comes the subtitle, and that'll be October 27th. Start saving your money now. A Destiny designer has quit. A big one. Not just anyone. A large designer. I don't mean physically large. Well, I don't know. I can't speak to that. He has left and joined Bethesda, land of Elder Scrolls and Fallout. So that's cool, I guess. Hopefully he's working on something like that. Destiny's senior gameplay designer, Josh Hamrick is his name. And he is out. He announced it on Twitter, as often these guys do. He's very, very nice about his Bungie family, he called them, and what great time it was to work on Destiny, and wishes them all the best. He did not say what his exact title would be at Bethesda, nor did he say what games he'd be working on, but many people think that perhaps a new Elder Scrolls proper or perhaps an untitled Fallout game might be in the works. He was at Bungie for 6 years, by the way. And he started there when Reach was in development, Halo Reach, then started working on this other deal. Oh, man. I'm telling you, the more people that leave Destiny, the more I get excited because those are talented dudes. That sounds bad. I don't want Destiny to hemorrhage people. I don't want Bungie to hemorrhage people. But that's what this industry does. They just all swap around and just jump places. But watch for something exciting. I think from Bethesda at E3 this year, that's going to be cool because they got their own press conference. They've got something big to say, and I'm pumped. Oh, man. This is the problem with the internet right here, okay? I'm going to give you a little story. There were these violent threats against his family, his wife and his daughters. So a senior Mortal Kombat producer has left Twitter. Veteran MK producer Sean Himmerich. Last guy was about Josh Hamrick. This one's about Sean Himmerich. A lot of icks in the news today. Says he is stepping away from his social media thing, Twitter, in the wake of what we are calling, or those involved are calling, violent and disturbing threats against his family, some of which are sexual in nature. On March 26th, Hamrick posted a threatening message he received from a fan regarding his wife. At this time, says here in this article from PC Gamer, is it PC Gamer? Someone else. Anyway, Hamrick announced he would be leaving Twitter and also changed his Twitter handle to Come On People. The guy said some terrible stuff, and the internet is full of terrible people saying terrible things. But there is still a piece of me, just a piece, that says, I know this sounds trite and kind of, I don't know what this is. There's a bit of a cliche here, but do the terrorists win when you leave? When you just say, well, I'm quitting Twitter, they forced me out. Did we cave to it? I've had a couple of people, I'm not going to get into details here, but made specific threats against my kids once. And all it made me want to do was jump through the internet and strangle them and beat them with a stick as hard as I could. But I don't know that the best thing for me would have been to quit. But then again, I'm not in his boots, you know, I can't judge it. I just hate that these trolls exist. I hate it. Why you got to do that, man? Go out and do some good in the world, you waste of space. Ugh. Especially a guy with, associated with Mortal Kombat. He must be, he's got to be making things you like. Guy on the other end of Twitter, pulling people's heads off and eating their spines and making gross things happen to other people, right? Following that, let's talk about this. This is a little more upbeat. The PlayStation 4 music streaming through Spotify. that's terrible. Spotify. Has gone live. It's live. Started Monday. And it's its first ever console app for Spotify. This was after Sony dumped their own streaming music service. The thing is gone. What was that called? Sony Unlimited? Which apparently was kind of limited. Anyway, for the time being, it is available only on PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and Xperia mobile devices, at least this version of Spotify. PlayStation Music is the name of the Spotify PlayStation app, replacing Music Unlimited. And they've got 30 million songs. You know, the drill, it's Spotify. They got a bunch of crap in there. And if you already own, or it's not own, but if you already have a subscription, all you got to do is log in to, and play that thing. They did not say, meaning Sony or Spotify, whether or not the app would be coming to the Vita. To me, it makes sense to be there. But maybe the assumption that people are using their Vitas for mobile music playing is probably kind of crazy, right? Nobody's doing that. I would never do that. Not in a mobile phone world. That doesn't really make sense. Anyway, Xbox has its own media service, so if you were looking for that instead, they got that already. It's called Xbox Music, and it plays music from your Xbox and other things. Changing PC hardware will lock you out of playing Origin games. Confirmed by EA themselves. Now, I should clarify. It's doing it too often. If I go change a video card tomorrow, which I did not long ago, I didn't do it tomorrow not long ago. That would make me a time traveler or a time traveler. It didn't lock me out then because I continued on playing Dragon Age Origins. Or no, Dragon Age, what's it called? Dragon Age, the new one, that one, Inquisition. And I should get back to that. Whatever. I'm playing Pillars of Eternity right now. What's the difference? They're just little dudes on a screen instead of great big dudes behind, you know, in front of me. It's the same kind of game. Anyway, what's the point? What was I saying? Oh, so if you're doing this too quickly, like if you're in there swapping cards all the time, swapping out drives, putting new RAM in, taking RAM out, the news has come through that EA and Origin, specifically that service, that authentication thinks something's up. And it will think you're on a different PC. Because right now, their authentication program allows you to install up to 5 PCs, okay? Every 24 hours, you can switch around PCs 5 times. So somebody's just doing the swap out constantly, and you've got more than 5, what it deems different configurations in a 24-hour period, they will lock you out of your games. I don't know that that's that draconian. It just, it hurts a very limited number of people who might be dorking off with their hardware. That's all. So maybe they should figure out a way around that. Maybe it should be smart enough to say, oh, well, the only change here is a hard driver. The only change here is video drivers or a card or whatever. And not be so blankety as to go, something changed, lock them out. Because I understand the need for the security. It's funny because it's actually for the user's benefit. It's not saying, ooh, you're using too many computers to play your game. It's saying, oh, someone's got a hold of your account and are installing it all over the place on lots of different stuff. But I think this thing could be smarter and say, all right, a couple of hardware changes. How about IP address? Did that range change at all? Did that completely go different? Oh, well, if that's different, then maybe we're onto something. But if not, maybe it's the guys. Maybe we should send an email. Maybe he could answer that. Like a little automated email. Just send back yes or no if you're changing hardware. You know, there's ways to do it. So EA, improve your deal. All right? So you know the kid who got in trouble for swatting? These swatting incidents is where somebody's streaming on Twitch or whatever. And then somebody will call a local sheriff's department and say that there's something real bad happening at that location. And then in the midstream, SWAT team shows up, raids the apartment or house, confiscates all the computers and stuff. This actually happened a few times. and there's a kid who's in trouble for it. Turns out he's a big Minecraft player. This is the big news. He's a 13-year-old kid. He plays a lot of Minecraft. This, according to local police. This is all in Southern California. And releasing him due to his age. Good job, parents. According to Ars Technica, he's back with his parents and in their custody and is set to appear in juvenile court on April, or in April, sometime in April. And they'll probably just put him on probation. He's kind of young for much else. So here, this is interesting. The boy, this is according to the sheriff's department. The boy has said that he admitted to being responsible and that he felt he was wronged in one of the cases. He threatened to blow up a house with hostages inside. Geez. Let's see. 20-plus officers busted in, basically surrounded the house. Caller reported there were 10 hostages in the house and demanded $30,000 in cash or we would blow up the house, says Martinez. This is an officer. Whenever there is a hostage situation, we activate specialized units to respond in every case. They say here it's a dangerous trend. It's basically a prank call to police that results in these SWAT teams showing up at houses, you know, the victim's home or whatever. So if you're watching, I don't know, some famous Twitch streamer and doing it while they're playing, that's just bad. In fact, I'll bet, you know what? Hold on. I bet we can find on YouTube. Let's just look up swatting. I kind of feel nervous about looking this up, actually. 10 streamers get swatted live. Let's just see what... All right, those are cops laughing. Hold on, turn that down. Okay. Oh, there's one. Holy crap, dude. Okay, that's a guy who's just streaming over his Xbox Overstream. Wow.
Living room's clear.
Hey, y'all are back. We're opening the back door.
Dude, not cool, dude. Let me skip ahead to another one. Here's one.
I think you're getting swatted. What in the world?
Yeah.
Put your hands up! Get your hands up!
Behind your back. Wow, dude, that gives me the creeps, dude. That is so not cool. Oh my gosh. Ugh. I don't like that at all. Well, anyway, this kid's in trouble. He's gonna get in some trouble. Hopefully he won't do this anymore. Jeez. All right, that sounds appropriate, sort of, because Legend of Zelda for the Wii U has been delayed. They're gonna skip E3 also. Sorry, I gotta shake this swatting out of my brain. That is not cool. At least the last guy seemed to know what was happening before it happened, right? He very calmly got up, got on the ground. They yelled at him a bunch. I don't know how this stuff all turns out in the end. I think in a lot of cases, they just take their stuff, right? So now I'm guessing departments are a little more aware of this and are probably going to be a little more careful when they break. I don't know. Jeez, that's just bad. Anyway, Nintendo's upcoming Legend of Zelda game for the Wii U has been delayed, okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. That sucks. Although I'd rather play it finished. But anyway, it was originally supposed to launch at the end of this year, like holiday of this year. But according to Nintendo, via updates on its social media channels, said, sorry, not going to be here. And they're not going to show it off at all at E3. Ooh, ow, ooch. What are you doing then, Nintendo? What do you got for us? What are you going to show?
DLC. We have DLC for Super Smash Brothers.
Is that what's going to happen? Since I declared at the Game Awards in December that the game would launch in 2015, the directors and the many members of the department, team, have been working hard on developing the game, says Onoma. He's the head of the deal. In these three last months, that's a weird way to say that. I guess it's translated. As the team has experienced firsthand the freedom of exploration and hasn't existed in a Zelda game to date, we have discovered several new possibilities for this game. Therefore, we're delaying it. So I'd rather them do that. That's fine. I am not going to complain about this. And you shouldn't either. If you are, then you suck because you want a better game, don't you? I do. Let's see here. There's a new Asteroids game out. It's called Asteroids... is it Survival? No, sorry. Asteroids Outpost. Now, I immediately got excited about this because I thought, ooh, this will be like a twin stick shooter, right? It'll be some kind of massively something progression-y thing, but still, you'll fly around and kill asteroids, and they'll get harder and harder. You'll get better ships. Like, they're going to be true to the original of this thing. No. No, that's not what this is. It's on early access on Steam if you want to get it, but basically for $19.79, that's not a year, that's the price. They're just commemorating the launch day of the original Asteroids, which was in 1979. I was a wee boy then. A 39% markdown from its eventual $30 price. Atari is calling the title, which was initially announced back in February, an MMO survival game. Oh boy. I don't know if I like the use of that. Set in the distant future, you are on a planet, you explore sci-fi locations, you have to embark on missions to explore the universe, you scavenge for and collect resources, you can also craft stuff. It's basically it's a survival game, guys. You're a dude, you're running around on a planet, like on a moon base. There's no asteroids happening. There's no original, I understand that that's an old, simple game and it's hard to build a new next-gen thingy out of it, but none of this is true to its origins at all. I find this incredibly depressing. Now, I haven't played it, so I don't know. Maybe it's the greatest thing ever made. Why do I doubt that? I doubt that. All right, finally, I want to play a little something for you guys. I got to cue it up here. Some guy at a fair was sitting at a fair, like one of these outdoor fairs, and he had wine glasses. And, you know, you've seen people playing before where they're half full on this one and kind of quarter full on that one. They play music by rubbing them. You know the one. You know the deal, right? Well, I'm going to play for you this right here, this clip. If I can pull it over. Here we go. This is a dude playing a certain theme you might all know on these glasses. So here you go.
Those of you who have never heard it, won't that one I mess up? But those of you who have heard it countless times, may. Here we go. This is my attempt at a very difficult song, actually.
Does the whole thing pretty flawlessly, isn't that great? Just plays the whole Zelda theme. Look, you don't have to wait till 2016 to play Zelda. You can go watch this guy on YouTube. And if you just search YouTube for Zelda theme wine glasses, you'll find it. I thought that was a cool story. That's why I brought it to you. Because that's what I do. I bring you guys cool stories. Okay. Yeah, all right. All right, we're going to get into the females and the calls. Oh, don't get too excited. I meant emails. I didn't mean females. You wish I did, some of you. Okay, well, let's get into them. We got a call here about somebody talking about a new game tomorrow. Well, maybe it was already happened. Anyway, here he is.
Hey, Scott, this is Eric calling for the Boop Show. Hey, have you heard of that game that's coming out tomorrow called Axiom Verge? I'm really excited about it. It's the game made by one guy. He did the music, the art, the programming, everything. And it looks very Metroid and sci-fi. It looks amazing. So excited. Just wondered what you thought.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Eric's a good guy. Long friend of the program. There's some reviews up already. Let's see what IGN says. IGN gave it a... Hold on. They gave it a... Give it a nothing. Where's the review score? Just skip. Oh, here we go. 7.9. They called it good. Axiom Verge isn't a perfect homage to Metroid, but we still enjoyed our time in this strange yet familiar world. It's a 10-hour campaign, 2D side-scroller. Very much in the vein of Metroid. It does look cool. Did you play it, Eric? Have you tried it? What did you think? Can you send another email or a voicemail back and tell us what you thought of it? Because I haven't touched it. I've seen video and some stuff and I've heard about it, but have not played. I'm interested in hearing from anyone who maybe has played.
Hey, Scott, this is Nate from Northern Illinois. Started playing Heroes a little bit and I am just getting annihilated. I really want to like this game, but I just don't know what to look for. I look online and there's just so much info. I don't know what's good, what's bad. And I just really want to like this game. I just can't decide what... How do I determine what character I want to play?
I like the way you ended that. Yeah, you know, like I said on the show before, Heroes is my other game of choice right now. It's all I'm playing when I'm not dabbling in Pillars and my other regulars. It is, Heroes of the Storm is not, there's an idea out there that it's easy to get into. As a MOBA goes, it definitely is by comparison, okay? They've definitely taken away a lot of the barriers that make it hard to get into a MOBA that exist in other games in the genre. However, it's still kind of daunting. And until you get the rhythm and get things figured out, it will feel a little bit daunting. Like I've said on the show previously, for me, it was just one day things clicked. And I really don't know what to point to or I don't know what happened there. I just know that one day everything came into place for me and then I couldn't stop. So you just haven't hit that yet. And I don't know when that is. It's different for everyone, I'm sure. But, you know, one of the recommendations I make is play. I know it doesn't necessarily prepare you the best for what it's like to play people who aren't AI, because you can kind of figure out what the AI are going to do. But playing cooperative missions with other humans against the AI is actually a pretty good way to get your head around whether or not you're going to like the game. Because there, it may just be at the end of all this, you don't like it. I mean, it's possible. I love it. But that's a good way to tell that. And then when you get to that point, you're like, oh, you know what? I do love this. Then you're on to Quick Play. Then you're on to Hero League. Then you're on to the horrible addiction that I'm currently experiencing. And you and I can go check ourselves into some sort of place that will help us with our problem. Because it's freaking fantastic.
Hey, Scott. This is Nate from Northern Illinois. Just started playing Heroes. I heard you talk about all the time about that beta for a while. So I just started playing it, and it's amazing. So I was just wondering, is there a like a MMO champion or Noxic or Icy Veins for Heroes of the Storm that you would recommend that I could peruse while I'm bored at work? Love the show.
Okay, I think it's the same dude, but it's a good question, a good secondary question. So I wanted to share with you the site that I use. I like Heroes Fire. That's heroesfire.com. They've got a great talent calculator and all that kind of stuff, and it's a pretty good content. But if you're asking me the one that people probably say is the WoW head of this game, or is the, I don't know, the Hearth head, like it is for Hearthstone or whatever, it's probably, and it's part of the Curse Gaming Network, but it's probably Heroes Nexus, heroesnexus.com. I think it's probably the one. It's the one I go to. And they got great news stuff in there. They keep track of what the blues are saying on the forums. That's all the stuff you'd expect from a site on Curse. But the thing I like the most, again, is their kind of breakdown of heroes and how they work, where they're strong, where they're weak. The talent calculator is great because not only are there talent calculators, but there's a bunch of pre-builds. So if you want to go, all right, let's click Tassadar, and I want to see, all right, well, what's a popular Tassadar build? They have a bunch of very popular builds already, and you can kind of experiment here. It's all done very nicely on the website and kind of creates your when I say your build, this is important to note. Your build is like the progression of each match, you build a character. That's kind of how it works. It's think of it as a big, long MMO experience, but crunched down to a 20-minute game. So every few levels, you're getting new talents. And the builds are basically, well, which talent direction are you going to go? Are you going to try to be all tanky with your guy? Are you going to be, more ranged with him? Or are you going to do something that is more crowd control and supporty of your other players? Like, there's a lot of questions to ask and a lot of different builds to go with. And for example, I play Thrall a lot, and I use what is referred to as the Wind Fury build, which is an incredible damage dealer late in the game, although a little bit weak in the early goings. I've also done a lightning build with him, which is a pretty fun build as well. So, I mean, you can experiment with those things, see what others are doing, what are the popular builds, and then just kind of experiment with your own. So, yeah, if I were you, heroesnexus.com is my place. Heroes Fire is pretty good, too. Maybe bookmark both and use them at your leisure. Emails. Got an email here from Zach, who wrote in. His name is Umaroni on Twitter. Scott, stop saying us on the Boop Show. There's nobody else there. It's only you. It drives me crazy when you say, send us an email at boopshow@gmail.com, etc., etc. There are only one person. You are only one person, rather. So use the words me and I on Boop. I love you, though. Hugs and kisses, Zach. All right, Zach, listen. I don't know why I do that, why I refer to myself in the plural sometimes. I don't know. Maybe I'm including you in this. Maybe you're part of the team. send us an email means send me one that I can then read to the people who are listening, and that makes it us. Maybe that's what's happening. Sean Giddings wrote in. He says this: Hi, Scott, long-time listener, but first-time emailer here. He used to listen to ELR, like episode 65 and forward. Holy crap, you're an old-timer, dude. That's great. I've talked to you before, Sean. Anyway, he says, I wanted to write in about the caller that mentioned he has no exclusive games on his PS4 because the last several were bad by reviewers. I say The Order 1886 isn't a bad game. It just seems not to be the type of game that is preferred by today's gaming press. It is definitely a game styled more like games of old. And when he says old, he probably means like the last 8 years, and I would agree with him. The story is great, the setting is great, the characters and atmosphere are great. The only issue I have is its length. I wanted to keep on playing. I will definitely be getting The Order 2 if it happens. I think for $30 or $40, the game is a fantastic purchase, in particular for steampunk fans. Love the show, though. Sean. Yeah, man. That's the general consensus out there about The Order. I still didn't play it. You know what I need to do? I need to get on somebody's, like, review list so I can get these games more often. It's expensive. You know, getting every game that comes out, I have to be picky and choosy. But I would agree with you, and I think that The Order's probably just fine. I don't know enough about it to say, but like, we had Jeff Cannot on here talking about it. I agree with Jeff at the time. It's like, play it and see if you like it. The problem is you don't want to experiment for $60, right? Especially digital, because you can't take it back. Maybe in that case, buy the disc, and I don't know. You're not going to be able to do that for much longer, but hey, give it a try. Worst things could happen. What? Alright, let's get out of here. Thank you all for being here. Send me an email at boopshow@gmail.com. Send me a voicemail, 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0GOB. G-O-B. Frogpants.com/boop is my website. And on Twitter, you can find me at boopshow and me at Scott Johnson. Either one's fine. I guess that's going to do it. Oh, support the show at patreon.com/frogpants. Helps the show and others on the network do real well. And we love that. So please, please keep that coming. Oh, we love you when you do. We really do. All right, I think it's going to do it for us. I've got a song to play. This is another one that was sent to me without any description. Listen, if you guys are going to send me stuff, give me a description so I know who did it maybe, or at least what it's called. All I can tell from this is it's a Super Mario Brothers kind of techno remix. That's all I can tell you. But again, I don't know. So someone out there can maybe find it. And maybe if I held like Shazam or Siri or something up to this, it could tell me what this is. But I'm lazy and I'm not going to. And since it's just me and not us, I don't have time. All right, anyway, going to play it now. Thank you all for being here. Let's do this again soon. I was going to remind you. Oh, don't forget, I'm on that NVIDIA stream every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Pacific time, live. That's the only time you're going to see it is live. It's not recorded or put any other place. So if it is a thing that you wanted to try to catch, that the way to do it is live. There is no archive, as far as I know. I'm going to ask them if they'll let me put it on audio streams, because that would be cool, right? But yeah, right now it's purely that other way. But yeah, check me out every Saturday doing that for the NVIDIA channel at twitch.tv/NVIDIA. Okay, that's all I had. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for being here. Stay out of trouble. Go play a video game. All right? Okay. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.